friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Misty Lohman mugshot progression is tragic, but her story shows prayers really work. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Misty Lohman's mugshot progression is tragic, but her story shows prayers really work. Her story proves it's never too late to turn to Jesus. We all have that loved one, that one drug-addicted person in our lives whom we are begging God to save. For some, addiction was the result of a poor choice. For others, it's to escape the pain. And still for others, it's because they feel so utterly lost. For Misty Lohman, it was all of these things. Misty turned to drugs because she wanted to escape the consequences of her poor choices, coupled with the demons chasing her. She also sought to escape a health condition, causing her own body to attack itself. While drugs only intensified the deterioration shown in her mugshot progression, the horrible disease from which Misty Lohman suffers is to blame for the drastic changes in her appearance, too. Misty was in a place so dark and so deep that she didn't think there was any way out. After tragically losing a son at childbirth, Misty didn't think she could take any more pain. She tried to be a good mom to her two older sons, but then she tragically lost a set of twins, too. As if anyone else couldn't have withstood more grief, she also lost her home, her car, and her health. She had been diagnosed with cancer, lupus disease, and scleroderma, a disease characterized by the hardening of the skin. "I was broken, mind, body, and spirit. I've seen no way out. I didn't want to wake up. I lost everything. I was homeless. I had lost my kids. I literally lost my mind. And I didn't really think I'd ever snap back," Misty said. "I had no intentions. I was going to get high until I died. Doctors didn't give me much time to live, and I just spiraled out of control. I saw no way out. I was so depressed. I didn't want to wake up. I lost all my hair. It got really bad. I lost my kids. I was homeless. I was at rock bottom." While she kept turning to drugs, her family turned to Jesus. They prayed and didn't lose faith, even though Misty had been jailed 14 times and went to prison. Those who know the ups and downs of drug addiction know the pain, fear, and disappointment when someone you love loses their sobriety and you sometimes wonder if they will ever break free. But Misty's story is a reminder to never lose hope, because one day, sobriety will become everything when your loved one partners with God to fight their addiction battle. Misty's life wasn't going to end in chains. God had a different story. Captured in mugshots that went viral, you can see the prayers of her loved ones working from the inside out. The mugshots of Misty Lohman show every tragic step of her journey. Those candid photos show how she went from a beautiful woman to someone addicted to drugs who literally looked like the walking dead. But God breathed his promises into her life. Looking back at the Misty Lohman mugshots progression shows us how terrible drug addiction really is and how powerful prayer really is. As she took her recovery one day at a time, God gave her a fresh promise every morning. She is now 28 months sober. She says if you have a loved one trapped in the world of drugs, they're at rock bottom and the only way is up and out through Jesus. If you are struggling and you see no way out and your mind, body, and spirit is broken, just ask God, she says. Prayers really work, they really do. I'm living proof of it. Misty is a modern-day Job because God has given back her life tenfold. She has a home, she has her children, and she walks hand in hand with the God who set her free. May we all think of Misty Lohman and how God miraculously saved her life when we are worried about our own loved ones. Who God sets free is free indeed. "So now I will break his yoke far from upon you, and I will tear off your shackles." Nahum 1:13. Mom didn't know she was pregnant with third baby until she gave birth in the shower. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 28-year-old Dimity Bonnet of Australia was shocked when she gave birth in the shower because she didn't even know she was pregnant. Dimity and her husband Jason thought their family was complete. The couple had a 5-year-old son Nate and a 3-year-old daughter Darcy. They'd actually given up hopes of having a third child. But one night, Dimity felt a bit off, and what happened next came as a complete surprise to her and her whole family. Dimity Bonnet wasn't quite feeling herself one evening, so she and her husband put the kids to bed and called it an early night. However, around 1 a.m., the mom woke up feeling extremely uncomfortable. "It was like I really needed the toilet, but I wasn't able to go," she recalled. "The pain started to get worse, so I decided to have a shower to make myself feel better." The pain continued despite the hot shower, and suddenly, Dimity felt the urge to push. "The next thing I knew, I was holding a baby's head," she said. The mom managed to sit down and ended up giving birth in the shower, and it came as a complete shock to both her and Jason. It may sound crazy, but Dimity Bonnet had absolutely no idea she was pregnant with her third child. The 28-year-old had continued with her cycle regularly. The amount of weight she gained wasn't much. "My weight has fluctuated my whole life, so I didn't think anything of it when I put on a few pounds," Dimity explained. "I assumed it was just a bit of lockdown weight, and it was nothing too noticeable." In fact, the mom had even taken a pregnancy test just a few weeks before giving birth in the shower, just to be sure. It had come back negative. "I had flown on a plane a month before, and even had an x-ray after a rugby injury 6 weeks before I gave birth," she said. "There was no part of me that thought I could be expecting." After giving birth in the shower, Dimity yelled for her husband, and he was just as shocked as Dimity when he came in to find his wife holding a newborn baby. They called for an ambulance and paramedics helped get mom and baby to the hospital. "It was such a huge shock. The first few days are a bit of a blur," Dimity said. The couple named their surprise blessing Harvey, and the sweet child weighed 6 pounds and 8 ounces. Dimity used FaceTime to introduce Nate and Darcy to their new sibling, and both kids accepted the news with excitement. The couple clearly hadn't had any time to prepare for their newest addition, but that's where friends and family swooped in to help. "Everyone came together to make sure we had a pram, clothes, nappies, and a bed for him," the Australian mom explained. "Life is certainly full of surprises, but not usually ones like this. But sometimes, the things we least expect become our biggest blessings. And baby Harvey, named after his dad's grandfather, is truly a gift. He's such an amazing baby, and we feel so lucky to have him join the family, even if it was quite a shock at first," Dimity Bonnet said. Considering Dimity had no idea she was pregnant and gave birth in the shower, so many things could have gone wrong, but God made sure both mama and baby were safe. He undoubtedly has big plans for this little boy.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.